With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Amazon and the NFL hope to establish a tradition with the first Black Friday football game. Here's correspondent Mike Hemp.
The NFL's Black Friday game between the Dolphins and the Jets is an additional game this season on Prime Video, and it's happening on the busiest shopping day of the year. Prime Video Vice President Jay Marine calls this a, quote, perfect marriage. The NFL has been exploring the possibility of adding a Black Friday game for a few years. Adding the game gives the NFL another day to take over. Combine it with airing on Amazon, and it could be a match made in football and commerce heaven. There will be one major promotion per quarter and other deals during the pregame, postgame, and halftime shows. The game will be available for all fans to stream for free. I'm Mike Hempen.
Nissan says it will invest $1.4 billion to update its factory in Northeast England to make electric versions of its two best-selling cars.
It's a boost for the British government as it tries to revive the country's ailing economy. The Japanese automaker manufactures the gasoline-powered Qashqai and smaller Juke crossover vehicles at the factory in Sunderland, which employs 6,000 workers. The company says it's directly investing up to £1.12 billion to produce electric successors to the two models.
That is Jeremy House reporting. Rescuers in northern India have resumed drilling to evacuate 41 construction workers still trapped from a collapsed tunnel.
As the rescue operation stretched into its 13th day, teams had drilled over 150 feet and needed to drill 40 feet more to create a passageway, according to a government spokesman. The rescue effort had been temporarily halted when the drilling machine became unstable.
And that report from correspondent Karen Chamis. Wall Street is closed. It was an abbreviated trading session. This is SRN News. Joe Biden has a problem with people of faith. Michael Harrington explains.
The president's low approval ratings have been in the news for years now, but a new poll from the Public Religion Research Institute finds his numbers are very low with certain religious groups that make up a large portion of the electorate. Just 12% of white evangelical Protestants think Mr. Biden is doing a good job, along with a mere 30% of white mainline Protestants and 31% of white Catholics. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is calling out American corporations for their partnerships with the Chinese government. The commission has released a statement condemning U.S. corporations for continuing to conduct business in China while ignoring that country's ongoing genocide and crimes against humanity. Christians are routinely persecuted for their faith in China. The communist government is going after other faith groups as well. This is SRN News. A fire in New Jersey leaves multiple firefighters injured. Here's correspondent Jennifer King.
Officials say firefighters were battling a blaze in a three-story corner building in the New Jersey town of West New York Thanksgiving night when an explosion caused the roof of a building next door to cave in while firefighters were on top of it.
Everything shook inside the apartment. It was really loud.
Evacuee Peter Reynosa lives two doors down.
Thanksgiving got ruined. Our pets, we can't find one of them.
All residents were evacuated safely, but about 20 people were displaced. Eight firefighters went to the hospital with injuries ranging from smoke inhalation to broken bones. The cause of the fire and explosion is being investigated. Audio courtesy WABC-TV. I'm Jennifer King.
And stocks drifted to a mixed finish after just a half-day trading session today. Trading was muted as markets reopened following the Thanksgiving Day holiday. More on these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.